So what we're seeing in, particularly in greater Minnesota, is ambulances are staffed by volunteers. And those volunteers get paid very little, and sometimes it's hard to find enough people to staff an ambulance. Couple that with the geography of the region, so response times are longer, the distance between hospitals is greater, and the ability to provide high-quality, timely service is in jeopardy. So part of the bill that I'm going to be presenting in committee on Friday presents or establishes innovation zones in a couple of areas in greater Minnesota where we're going to implement sprint medics, which means we have paramedics on duty all the time, who will respond to a call while the volunteers are assembling to staff the ambulance. And the benefit of this is that it provides immediate response to folks who are having a medical emergency and provides immediate high-level, high-quality care, which research tells us gives us better outcomes for patients in the long run. We're also looking at restructuring the governance a little bit. There's been a lot of talk about the primary service areas and response times and concerns that various agencies have with regard to that. And so we're looking at restructuring the governance of emergency medical services so that it has its own standalone department reportable directly to the governor. And I think this will do a couple of things. Number one, it's going to elevate our profession. Number two, it's going to ensure that there's some greater accountability for decisions made. And finally, hopefully, a little bit more efficiency in the implementation of policies and practices throughout EMS.